Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellmead, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special guest, but first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning and starting us on our way, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're asking you, would you bless each person who listens to this broadcast? Would you bless each guest who comes on the show and continue to just uplift them and bless their ministry and their gifts to just expand in the places that you would have them to go, Lord? Lord Jesus, we just thank you for each platform you've given us, and we're asking for your continued grace and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay. And the scripture for today comes from Joshua 24 and 15, and it reads, And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And now, the moment you have been waiting for, I'm going to introduce my guest. He is armed with a commanding presence. He's a gospel artist bringing in a new genre of music. He is a native of Detroit and an actor. I would like to introduce to some and present to others Mr. Mike Sears. Mr. Sears, are you on the line?
I am. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
Great.
Wonderful.
And I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about your career. And my first question is, can you tell the listeners a little bit about how your music career began, music and acting careers began?
Sure. As far as music goes, I've pretty much been involved with music really just about all of my life. I think I started playing an instrument around second grade or so, the clarinet. I grew from that throughout middle school. I played first chair pretty much and ended up being in the marching band and actually becoming the drum major in the marching band. Upon entering to high school, actually prior to that, I'd say around 9 or 10 years old, I started listening to rap. That was probably around the time it started being infused into music, period. And so around about my 10th grade year of high school, I had an opportunity to sign my first recording contract. And it actually came through my father, who was very, very supportive of his children doing anything. And, you know, he heard me doing the music, and every time somebody would come over to the house, he'd tell me to do something. And it just so happened one particular time, my cousin came over. I did something for him. He actually had a friend that was in the process of starting an independent record label and was looking to sign some artists. I auditioned for him. The rest was history. He liked what I did and became a part of a group. And that was my first experience in the industry, learning, you know, what works, what doesn't work, so on and so forth. As far as the acting goes, that came a little bit later on. I probably did some acting, like, in elementary school, but I ended up taking an acting class once I decided to go to college after high school. And my first year, I took an acting class. I really liked it. My instructor really liked me. And, again, it was my first real experience. And didn't really do much with it after that point, but later on was introduced to some opportunities through church and then some other opportunities on a more professional level. And for the past 2 years now, I've been doing it professionally.
Okay, great. Now, Mr. Sears, I just noticed that my time on here, instead of 30 minutes, mm-hmm. they gave us 15 minutes, but that's okay. We're still going to go through the interview, and I'll let you know. So I'm going to skip over some questions, but I'm going to ask you some more questions, okay?
Not a problem.
Okay. Can you tell listeners about your forthcoming single, The Revelations, and your single Life of a Champion CD?
Absolutely. Revelations, I'll give you the short story of it. This is going to be the first single off the album, Life of a Champion. I could very easily called it Judgment Day, but I think that has more of a negative connotation. The revelation is for you to get what it is that God wants for you to have, and through the lyrics in the song, you know, hopefully it is very personable, and hopefully it reaches people in a way that they feel like, wow, I can hear God through the track, I can hear God through the lyrics, and they get the revelation of what it is that God wants them to do before they come to a place of judgment. The actual CD itself, it's about life, you know, in essence, to Revelations itself, that single, is how should we live this life. In life, you know, we deal with a lot of ups and downs, ins and outs, challenges, and, you know, we all want to be victorious. We all want to be a champion, but it's through life. It's through those challenges. It's through those struggles. It's through those, you know, those losses that we have that we learn from that ultimately allows us to become a champion. So, in essence, that's what the CD is about. That's what the single is about. And we by taking you on this journey somewhat, hopefully you can see, you hear it musically, but hopefully you can see it visually in every song that's on this particular project.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to have to check that out. Now, you wear many hats. You was in the rap scene and acting, but what has been most beneficial in bridging your ministry into your acting skills in order to reach different individuals?
I would have to say definitely my spiritual walk. The acting as well as the rapping and the music, as another minister friend of mine articulated, and I'm just going to use this vernacular, these are all just tools for me to do what I'm called, which is ministry. And I can't minister, and my pastor teaches, you know, ministry means people, and I can't effectively minister to people except I've been ministered to, or except I have an experience about going through something. And so my spiritual walk, you know, all the mistakes that I've made, the failures, the ups, the downs, the triumphs, the trials, the tribulations, what I've overcome, all of that is a part of what I'm able to minister to others because it's real. It comes from a very real place. It comes from a very intimate place. And, again, my spiritual walk allows me, I believe, to bridge the gap. And I use the music, I use the acting to be able to, you know, display ministry so that people, hopefully they'll see Christ in what I do.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Now, I have to ask this question, too. Now, you indicated in your bio that you take away pieces from everything you hear from other artists to incorporate your own unique music. What genre do you usually adopt for all of your music?
Well, what I do, it's gospel music. Obviously, it's inspirational. I call it, I've come up with my own vernacular. It's called hip-hopsy, which is the combination of hip-hop and the word prophecy. You know, we know what both kind of entails, and I won't get into it all now. But really what it is, if I was to give it a genre, it's hip-hop praise and worship. So it's the hip-hop mythology, but it's the ideal of praising God, you know, through the music. And it has the hip-hop vibe somewhat. It's very contemporary, very progressive. So when I'm listening to music, because I've had the opportunity to study music, again, I've done it pretty much, I've been involved in it pretty much all of my life. I have an undergrad degree in music industry management. I'm currently working on a master's degree in entertainment business. So with music and entertainment, period, I study it. And so what I mean by taking away pieces and parts of what I listen to, you know, I'm listening to lyrics. I'm listening to melodies. I'm listening to chords. I'm listening to the effectiveness of a song. How does the message communicate? And it doesn't matter what genre it is. You know, I try to listen to stuff that's, you know, inspirational or positive. But every now and then I'll catch something that's artistically done in a way that I say, wow, they really put that together. And so I try to use every song or, you know, listening to stuff, not just as for entertainment purposes, but I try to study it. I try to learn from it so that if it's good and it's really good, you know, I want to use it to you know, get my message across and be just as great or better.
Okay, great. Now, so what are some of your professional goals with your music ministry, and who are the influential people in your ministry walk?
As far as influential people in my ministry walk, I definitely have to say my pastor. Shouts out to Bishop Marvin L. Wynes, who's my pastor, and I've learned a lot from him spiritually as I've grown through his ministry. I have other pastor and ministry friends also that, you know, help keep me accountable and that I'm able to pull from as well as pour into. And definitely my friends, close friends, as well as Sam, you know, those that I talk to on a daily basis. And again, you know, we're able to encourage each other physically as well as spiritually, mentally. So all of those, you know, the people that I have in my circle are just as important as me and what I have to give to the body. You know, all of those people around me, they impart in me, and hopefully I'm able to impart in them as well. As far as the other question was about as far as what I'm looking to do with my business is be an influence on the industry, period. Not just the gospel community, but the entertainment community at large. You know, I feel like I want to be able to work as a light, you know, in the industry that in some places is, it can be very dark, but the light can be very dim. And I'm not coming to condemn anybody, but to show the light, you know. Sometimes you don't know what's in darkness until the light is turned on, you know, until it's exposed, until you can see differently. And so, you know, in the natural, you see differently when it's dark than you do when it's light. So I'm hoping that, you know, when people see me and they see what I'm doing and different things that I'm doing, that a light comes on and they're able to be impacted and at least say, and at least be influenced and say, there is a different way of doing it that can be effective, that can be very genuine, and that can be done in a spirit of excellence.
Good. Okay. Now, we have about 2 minutes and 35 seconds, and I wanted to make sure that we get your contact information in case we wanted CDs. And also, you can also give us the concluding remarks, too, because I want you to have some time since this timer messed up on here. So, how can individuals contact you about your projects or CDs?
Absolutely. The very best way, I'm always on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, and you can please go to my page, my musician's band page, like it. I keep a lot of updates there, and that's the Mike Sears. My website is being overhauled and worked on, but you can still go there and get a lot of information as well, and that's the same thing, www.themikesears.com. You can catch me on Twitter at themikesears1. My Instagram is also themikesears1. And so pretty much, though, you catch me on Facebook, you can catch everything else, including the website once it's up and going, as well as my Twitter, because I keep inspirational messages as well as, you know, how you can support and contact with the various things that I do.
Okay. Now, can you do you have any concluding remarks for the listeners?
I want to say thank you to you, obviously, for this opportunity, and to the listeners, please continue to keep, you know, what God has for me in before Him, and you keep me in your prayers. You know, as I want to stay humble and you know, stay focused on what it is that He has me to do, and not allow self to get in the way at all. You know, but as you see me, you know, I want you to see Him, because at the end of the day, it's really about Him. And if I can say anything in all that I've learned in my studying, in my time, is that only what you do for Him will last. So I do what I do for Him.
That's good. And I appreciate you taking out the time, and I apologize about this time mix-up on this station here. But I plan on interviewing you again in the spring, okay?
That would be great. That by that time, it'd be hopefully a whole lot of stuff, other things going on as well.
Okay, and I appreciate your time, sir, and you have a blessed day.
Absolutely, you do the same.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have about 10 seconds. That was Mr. Mike Sears. Please go to his Facebook page, and I'm running out of time. But please join us on tomorrow for Bishop Clark. Thank you so much. And if someone asks you what the smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Goodbye, everybody.